My co-presenter, who is Kathy Drewson. Kathy was the president of Directors of Public Health Nursing the year before me. And I'll be talking a little bit about this, but we have an executive committee structure, which is a three-year responsibility for the person who's going on to the executive committee. So you become the president-elect, then the president, and then the past president. And this creates in itself a very a strengthening for our group, which is a volunteer group across the state. And it's pretty basic objective. I really just want to share with you the strategies that we've taken in the hopes that you might be able to bring these back to your jurisdictions. Our understanding from what we've learned in our work with others across the country is that approximately half of the states do not have a director of public health nursing for their state. California is in that same boat. And I just want to explain a little bit about how we are in California. So California has 58 counties and three cities with local health departments. And each of those local health jurisdictions is required to have public health nursing, and public health nurses must be directed by a director of public health nursing and adequate supervisors to support the effective and the kind of quality of public health nursing that they need. Now, the jurisdiction, it does not have any mandate as to what level of public health nursing they have. So that's a big, you know, spot where we really need advocacy and an understanding of what public health nursing can offer. But we don't have a director at the state level. So this organization, the Directors of Public Health Nursing, has been around for 60 years, and we are an affiliate of the Organization of Health Officers, which is also a statewide group. And there are other affiliates, such as lab directors and environmental health directors and so on. But public health nursing is one of the strongest of these affiliates and one of the longest lived in California. Oop, I went backwards. So we are celebrating our 60-year anniversary this year, and we have had a lot of successes in that period of time, as you can imagine. And our group now, we have people that have been involved for, you know, over 10 years, but we have a lot of new people. And so there's always this kind of regular turnover. And so what I've experienced since I've been in the group, I came in the late 90s, we were working on some very important things, and I wanted to share those because we didn't start from, you know, just, you know, not doing anything. We had some very important successes, such as the development of a disaster preparedness manual for public health nursing. And this was done as a project by one of our regions, the Central Region. And they produced this manual, which was a great manual, and then shared it with all of the other directors of public health nursing across the state. Then we were invited to bring that back to our own local health jurisdictions and use it there. So that was a very significant product from this group's work. And then another thing that was worked on during that earlier period more recently was that Los Angeles County, some of you may know, they worked with work from Minnesota and other from the Quad Council's work and developed a California public health nursing practice model. And they came and presented that to our group, and then our group really worked with them, and we ended up adopting that as a California-wide public health nursing practice model. So the group has been very important in vetting information that comes to us and being able to say, does this make sense for the whole state? And I think that's a very powerful piece of work that a group can do. So it is a voluntary group, however. So jurisdictions, you know, we want every single jurisdiction to have their public health nursing director come. And if they don't come, we kind of pressure the jurisdiction through whatever influence we have. And it's pretty effective, actually, because counties get a little embarrassed if they're the only ones not there. And so over time, we usually at any, we have a couple of meetings a year. We usually have about 40 of the jurisdictions represented, and it shifts a little bit with the ones that are always there and then some of the smaller counties. The other thing I wanted to explain for those of you from other parts of the state is that California is a very large state with 37 million people in it. Our counties, however, range in size, those 58 counties, from 1,000 up to almost 10 million. And we all know 10 million is Los Angeles. So Los Angeles is huge, and you can imagine has distinct both potentials and also problems and issues that they need to deal with. And then little tiny Alpine County has got its own set of issues as well. Our current president is Kelly Crosby, and she comes from one of the smallest counties in the state, Modoc, under 10,000 people in that county. So our leadership comes from all across the state, and we try to shift from region to region. We have South, Central, Bay, and North. And our leadership is very purposely rotated around so that we have representation and a view of what's happening around the state. So we started with an organization that we were feeling pretty good about. And I wanted to note that we actually had a retired nursing director for a number of years who served as a part-time administrator for us, and she mostly helped with our conferences. But what we decided in the mid-2000s is that we wanted to grow. We wanted to grow in a number of ways, and we felt kind of stuck in that. And so we decided that we would take a couple of steps. And these two items that I have here on this slide, a business plan and a strategic plan, are the main two things that we worked on. And that took us a little while. So the business plan was really stepping out of our box as public health nursing directors. And it took basically just looking to see what is that and how does it fit for us. And we didn't get very fancy about it. We actually just looked, what is a business plan, and then we wrote one for our group. And what that meant, if you haven't done a business plan before, is really saying, what is it that we have that's of value? And what is that value? And who are the people that would find it to also be of value? Well, so the number one people that value what we have are the members. We are offering a voice for public health nursing. We're offering leadership around the state. We offer planning and an evaluation mechanism. We offer program support and a variety of very concrete helps to the directors of public health nursing around the state. So that group, we looked to see what we were doing in terms of our dues, because dues are paid by the counties, and we realized that we were really cheap compared to some of the other comparable groups in the state. So that was something that we took to our members and said, how would people feel about raising our dues? And that actually was such an easy win. I mean, we were shocked, actually, because, you know, when we were working on this as a smaller group, people really were just fine with it. And nobody wanted it to be a progressive kind of dues. If you're a small county to a big county, it was like, no, we're all at an equal table here. We want to all feel that we are the same. Our county can afford a few hundred dollars. So we were kind of building up gradually, and that was one of the things that we decided to do. We also decided that we were going to expand our membership. And the expanded membership went from being only the directors of public health nursing for the local health jurisdictions to including retired members. That was a really easy one to say, these people are of great value, they have historical knowledge, they still want to be involved, let's invite them to be members. And then we opened it up more to associate members. And associate members we defined quite broadly as people who wanted to support public health nursing in California. And so these were steps that we've taken that have increased our membership, and I'll talk about that a little bit more. We had a tiered membership dues. So if you were a retired member, you had a lower membership dues. The other thing that we did was we said, well, we also have this value of we are a really knowledgeable group. And public health nurses in the state of California do not have a lot of opportunities for continuing education that is really appropriate to the work that they do. So it's kind of catch as catch can. So we said, at minimum, let's begin to offer our continuing ed, which we do for our members, and then start to think about who else might be able to take value from it. And during our two annual meetings or other times during the year, let's begin to offer open continuing education days. So that was another change that we made. And so we are in our third year of offering continuing education days to members and non-members. And then we also developed a strategic plan. And the strategic plan, I'm going to talk about a little bit more, but basically it was quite a formal process. We did it in-house. We had some real experts within our group who knew a lot about planning, but we spent a couple of our valuable meeting conferences on this. And even though, sometimes process can just feel like, oh, let's just get this done. Let's, get a strategic plan in place. But we really wanted it to be something that meant a lot. So we went through a real process on that, and I'm not going to describe that whole process. I'd be happy to talk to anyone about it. But we took the time to find out what did people value and what did they actually want to work on. And then after we prioritized these areas, leadership, workforce development, best practicing, marketing, and health equity, as you can see, it's kind of a mixture of infrastructure kinds of items and then a really area of content around health equity. And then this broader, more aspirational one around our leadership. These are areas that people felt strongly they wanted to work on. And then we put aside the other ones, and then we formed work groups on these areas. And what we did was we said, we're not going to continue to ask members to just work on ad hoc projects as regional groups. What we're going to do is ask that every single member be on at least one of these work groups. And that they really become a solid member of that group and a contributing member. And at the same time, I mentioned that our executive committee, we had this three-year commitment. We took the time to redefine what were the roles of our executive committee so that the president had less and less on the president's shoulders, and it got more distributed around the executive committee. And then the executive committee wasn't where it stopped. It went off onto these work groups. What are we trying to do with our group, and who's going to do it? And it's not just the executive committee. We're not going to get very far if it's just the executive committee. Okay. So we ended up, because of our increased dues and also working on the CE days, basically, we ended up with an ability to have a little bit larger budget. And what we prioritized as the main things that we wanted to work on are that we wanted to increase our administrative support. So we developed a contract with still a part-time administrator, but it was someone who had more time to put into it and was more actually prepared to do this work. And so that was a really big and important step that we took. The next thing we did was we added a consultant who was a legislative consultant for us, a person who is a lobbyist for other groups in Sacramento. And this woman, Charlotte Newman, has been a really enormous help to us in moving forward in terms of being able to do some of the political kinds of work that we wanted to do. And then the final thing that we did in terms of having some extra money was that we took on a website consultant or an IT consultant. And this was a small contract for us, but we got a really great person after two tries. And we've been able to work on our website. So those were the things that we prioritized and have worked really well for us. Our strategic plan, it really accomplished a clarification of our goals as a group. And I mentioned that out of the strategic planning came this formalized membership for both all of our members. And we started to see, we really asked our members to think of themselves as all being leaders. It's not just being on the exec. We all need to think about what our role is. And each work group was really given the assignment of developing their own work plan for the three-year period, and then each work group had a chair or even a chair and a co-chair, and they had the possibility of developing how are they going to meet over this next 6 months before we all met again as a group. They were going to be expected to report back to us, and And that has been something that's been very productive for us. The result is that we do have a larger organization. The members are playing active roles. We have an increased policy activity. We have in the state, because the exec had some stuff lifted off of them, we were able to actually assign one of our exec to be our legislative representative, and that person took on getting to know better about bills that we would be concerned with. We have written letters to the state legislature about our budget. We have written letters to Kathleen Sebelius about the healthcare reform and the importance of having prevention in there. We have worked with the school nurses when they were very concerned about insulin administration in the schools and other items, and gotten them an ability to talk to our health officers and supported them in their legislative work. And it goes on. We have not overextended. We've tried to take on things that we had someone who would really say, I'll write that letter. I'll draft the letter, and then the president can sign that letter for us. We have this active website. I'd like to invite you to look at it. It's www.phncalifornia.org, and we're happy with it. We can continue to grow, but we're happy with what it looks like now compared to what it looked like 5 years ago. We have increased our involvement with other organizations, and I've mentioned a couple, but what we did was we stepped away from some of our old partners that had not really done us much good. And we said, who do we need to work with? Who's going to support us? And amongst them was the Future of Nursing Initiative. We got quite involved with that, and we have a representative on the California Action Coalition, or committee, coalition, I think it is. We have developed some of these products are just from this strategic plan. We're in our third year now, a health equity toolkit, a best practice resource repository, and a lot of work on PHN competencies. Those are just a few products that we have to name. Our size, for 55 years, it was, as I described it, just the directors of public health nursing. We've increased, our active increase is about 10%, maybe 10 to 20% over that, but we have a lot of other people that are paying to be members because they want to know what we're doing. They like to be involved, and it's just a wonderful finding. It makes you feel like, wow, this really is important work. People really do want to know about it. It has stabilized our organization during this time of recession. We have members from academia who are actively involved with us, and we have some counties that can't be because their counties won't let them travel. The links to academia have been great for us, and I want that to grow. We all want that to grow further. And at the local level, it's helped us with succession planning because we've brought in our deputies, our supervisors, even staff who we see as promising people who can be members of this group. I think I've already talked about our policy activity. We have written white papers that, on a variety of topics over the years. And here's our logo. Our public health nursing logo has gone from the one that is blue and white to this very colorful one that we're very proud of. And I think that I've mentioned each of these things about our, we were the local area arrangements committee for the APHA PHN section this year, and that was something that we were able to offer because of the strength of our organization. The lessons learned, I would really recommend the business plan and the strategic plan, and to refocus efforts on high-yield fundraising activities, and also bringing things to the membership. The membership vote was really important in moving us forward. Websites always need appropriate levels of support, and I mentioned the importance of the administrative staff. Also, inviting ourselves to the various tables that we wanted to be at. That was something that we needed a lot of training for ourselves, and we did that in the time before doing this business plan and strategic plan, getting speakers who said to us, take the power you have and have that confidence to move forward. And that's my disclosure. I don't have any financial relationships. Thank you very much. There's our website.